Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to talk about a topic called the sons of God. And I'll start in 1 John 3, 1-2. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So that verse really jumped out to me. I was listening to 1 John today, and that idea of the sons of God, a title that can only be bestowed upon us by God when we're born of his Holy Spirit, not of our own will, nor of the will of our flesh, but of God's will. John 1, 12-13. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The world doesn't know the Lord's people, as they speak hard things which the world cannot receive. 1 John 4, 5-6. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We're separate, holy, and set apart for the Lord out of the world, not taking part in it, not winning people to Christ by pragmatism, which is the use of the world, the utilization of the fleshly things to win people to Christ, but doing that which is our duty to do. The world hates the people of God, the servants of God, and the Lord told us it would be so. Psalm 4, verse 3. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. 2 Corinthians 6, 17-18. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. John 15:19. If ye were of the world will love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. The world around us is wicked and vehemently opposed to God's ways in every facet of life. This is Satan's design. And the children of disobedience, those who love their sinful lifestyles, will never understand the sons of God without the Spirit of God. Romans 3:10-12. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Ephesians 2:1-3. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And finally, 1 Corinthians 2, 13-14, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So that was my short little study on the sons of God. That verse really jumped out at me, the idea that we're the sons of God, the world doesn't know us. We're so separate and set apart from the world that we're a gazing stock, it says in the scriptures, to the world. And I think it's an awesome thing to be so separate, holy, set apart from the world. That's why the Lord calls us out of the world to seek after him, to follow after him. And that's why we face so many tribulations in our life, because this world hates God. This world crucified the Lord of glory. So his servants will experience the same thing. We're no better than our master. But I hope you're edified by this study, and I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. and God be praised.